Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here, man. A lot going on, to say the least. You've got problems with bridges falling down and shipping lanes getting messed up, inflation everywhere, gold touching $2,200 an ounce, silver about half of where it should be, according to people I talked to. So I needed to get some answers. So I called Philip Patrick, precious metals specialist at Birch Gold, to help me sort it all out. Philip, good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you as always, Steve.
Man, there's a lot going on. It seems like the federal budget is in place for at least 6 months, so a little stability there. But gold, man, it went for a ride all the way up to 2,200. I think people are still a bit nervous. What are you seeing?
I mean, I think people are certainly nervous, and rightly so. We've got a federal government committed to running massive deficits. Looks like the 25 budget will be even worse. And of course, gold is surging on the back of it, hitting all-time highs in terms of nominal amount, right? At 2,200, an all-time high for gold. Still far off its inflation-adjusted highs, though. The real high for gold was hit in January 1980. It hit 850 an ounce, which would be the equivalent of around 3,300 today. So gold could grow 50% from where it is and be back at previous highs from a value standpoint, at least. So a lot of scope for movement.
So that would be $3,300 an ounce if it went up another 50%. And so you're saying there's that kind of room. And the same is true for silver, from what I see. Silver is a long way from its all-time highs back in 1980 as well. But look, here's the deal. This government never balances the budget. They talk about it. They talk about reducing spending, controlling things. And then at the last minute, they all cave in again. And mostly, it doesn't matter. It's on all sides. There's a lot of people to blame here. But the real victims, the people that pay the price, are ordinary Americans, people like you and me, Philip.
It's absolutely right. And what, you know, we get gaslit with this dog and pony show. Look at the budget. This largely tracked with the budget that former Speaker McCarthy worked out back in May 2023. He was ousted to prevent exactly this from reoccurring. And here we go again, another $1.7 trillion in debt. It's a complete and utter surrender. It's outrageous. And I think the American people have woken up and understand that it cannot continue.
Yeah, I guess the real question, because I look here, you know, if you go back to 2009, when Barack Obama first came into the White House, our debt was $5 trillion. We're now at $35 trillion, give or take a few rounding errors. That's seven times higher in debt than we were then. It's a jaw-dropping number. So I guess I just ask, is a balanced budget even a possibility anymore? I mean, they promise it time and again. We've gone up seven times since just 2009.
I mean, look, is it possible? theoretically, it's possible. You'd have to raise corporate and income taxes by 50% to do it. You'd have to cut spending to basically every government agency. So in theory, it's possible. But the reality is these people won't get reelected that way. And I just don't think it's going to happen at all. We're going to be subjected to the same nonsense every 6 or 12 months, and we're going to go through the same thing until we get a change in the White House. And that is why this election in November is so important. So important.
It is. But between here and there, you need to protect yourself. I mean, because let's talk about inflation for a moment. You go to the gas station, you go to the grocery store. I don't care what it is you want to buy. You compare it to where it was 4 or 5 years ago. It's not even a comparison. You know, the Biden administration would tell you, oh, you know, we've controlled inflation. It's cumulative. You know that, and so do I. We're 20, 25%. Some things are even higher than that compared to where the prices were just 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, Philip. And the only way to keep up is to have something that keeps you with a hedge against inflation, and that's where gold and silver come in from Birch Gold. I mean, that's just the bottom line, isn't it?
Hey, it's absolutely the bottom line. It's part of the reason, or dollar devaluation, that central banks around the world are buying more gold, 22 and 23, than any other years in history. What we feel is inflation here in the U.S., they see as a loss of purchasing power. But this suggestion from the administration that they've tamed inflation is a nonsense, right? Headline inflation came in at 3.2% annualized in February. Core services personal consumption expenditure, which is a very important metric for the Fed, came in at 5.1% year over year. So it's a sign, as you suggest, inflation now has become entrenched, and I don't think prices are going to come down anytime soon. And as you say, people need to protect against that. Sitting in cash today, we lose to inflation in real terms, right? Interest rates are dwarfed by the real rate of inflation. And that's where commodities like gold and silver become so important. They're designed to keep pace with inflation and to preserve buying power. And I don't think it's ever been as important as it is in today's climate.
No, as I see, gold now has surpassed 2,200. In fact, while we were sitting here talking, it surpassed 2,200. I think the real floor is at about 2,150. That's just kind of the way I read it. And I have people say, well, you know, I don't want to buy gold now. Well, just think, if you had bought gold in late 22, early 23, it'd have been 1,650 an ounce. Now it's 2,200 an ounce. How much would you be ahead if you had bought in then and not waited? That's why I say, you can sit on the sidelines all you want, but you can see what's happening. I don't know if there's a right time or a wrong time, but right now it looks to me like you probably want to get involved with this. Birch Gold, what do you think, Philip? Am I off the mark?
So I don't think you're off the mark at all. Like I said, we've got a lot of scope for movement in terms of value. Look at what happened last time we had a climate of stagflation, 70s through 80s. Gold grew tenfold in that time period. And today, we have even less options, right? In the 70s, yes, inflation was raging 8-9%. You put your money in the bank and get 15 or 16. You weren't getting rich, but you could beat inflation. We don't have that option
pummeled
today.
Yeah, you weren't getting pummeled. Here's my advice to you folks. Here's my advice. Text Gruber to 989898. Get free information from Birch Gold. You can sit on the sidelines, or you can listen to people like Philip Patrick. Text Gruber to 989898. Get your free information kit from Birch Gold as I sit here watching 2218 on its way to 2220. Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
It is the Steve Gruber Show. Gruber, 989898. Text it now.